Rather, it only encourages him to try every combination of addition, subtraction, multiplication, or division without any thought about which would be more appropriate. Some of my elementary school children look at a word problem and instantly guess that adding is the correct approach. When I suggest that they solve the problem this way without a calculator, they usually pause and think before continuing. A student is much more likely to cut down his work by reflecting on the problem first if he doesn't have a calculator in his hand. Learning effective methods for approaching confusing problems is essential, not just for math, but for life.